Chapter 23. So the multitude got up, one and all, and led him to Pilate. Then they began to accuse him, saying,
"We found this man subverting our nation, forbidding the paying of taxes to Caesar, and saying he himself is Christ, a king."
Now Pilate asked him the question,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
In answer, he said,
"You yourself are saying it."
Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds,
"I find no crime in this man."
But they insisted, saying,
"He stirs up the people by teaching throughout all Judea, starting from Galilee even to here."
On hearing that, Pilate asked whether the man was a Galilean. After ascertaining that he was under the jurisdiction of Herod, he sent him on to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem in those days. When Herod saw Jesus, he rejoiced greatly. For a considerable time he had been wanting to see Jesus, because he had heard much about him, and he was hoping to see some sign performed by him. So he began to question him at length, but he gave him no answer. However, the chief priests and the scribes kept standing up and vehemently accusing him. Then Herod, together with his soldiers, treated him with contempt, and he mocked him by clothing him with a splendid garment, and then sent him back to Pilate. Herod and Pilate became friends with each other on that very day, for before that they had been at enmity with each other. Pilate then called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them,
"You brought this man to me as one inciting the people to revolt. Now look, I examined him in front of you, but found in this man no grounds for the charges you are bringing against him. In fact, neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. And look, he has done nothing deserving of death. I will therefore punish him and release him."
But the whole crowd shouted out,
"Do away with this man and release Barabbas to us."
This man had been thrown into prison for sedition that had occurred in the city, and for murder. Again Pilate called out to them, because he wanted to release Jesus. Then they began to yell, saying,
"To the stake with him!
To the stake with him!"
The third time he said to them,
"Why? What bad thing did this man do? I found in him nothing deserving of death. I will therefore punish him and release him."
At this they became insistent, demanding with loud voices that he be executed, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate made the decision that their demand be met. He released the man whom they were demanding, who had been thrown into prison for sedition and murder, but he surrendered Jesus to their will. Now as they led him away, they seized a certain Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the countryside, and they placed the torture stake on him to carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people were following him, including women who kept beating themselves in grief and wailing for him. Jesus turned to the women, and said,
"Daughters of Jerusalem, stop weeping for me. Weep instead for yourselves and for your children. For look, days are coming when people will say, 'Happy are the barren women, the wombs that did not give birth, and the breasts that did not nurse.' Then they will start saying to the mountains, 'Fall over us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us over.' If they do these things when the tree is moist, what will occur when it is withered?"
Two other men, criminals, were also being led off to be executed with him. And when they got to the place called Skull, they nailed him to the stake, there alongside the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. But Jesus was saying,
"Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
Furthermore, they cast lots to distribute his garments. And the people stood looking on, but the rulers were sneering and saying,
"Others he saved. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one."
Even the soldiers mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying,
"If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself."
There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." Then one of the criminals hanging there began to speak abusively to him, saying,
"You are the Christ, are you not? Save yourself, and us too."
In response, the other rebuked him, saying,
"Do you not fear God at all, now that you have received the same judgment? And we rightly so, for we are getting back what we deserve for the things we did. But this man did nothing wrong."
Then he said,
"Jesus, remember me when you get into your kingdom."
And he said to him,
"Truly I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise."
Well, by now it was about the sixth hour, and yet a darkness fell over all the land until the ninth hour, because the sunlight failed. Then the curtain of the sanctuary was torn down the middle, and Jesus called out with a loud voice and said,
"Father, into your hands I entrust my spirit."
After he said this, he expired. Because of seeing what occurred, the army officer began to glorify God, saying,
"Truly, this man was righteous."
And when all the crowds that were gathered together there for this spectacle saw the things that occurred, they returned home, beating their chests. And all those acquainted with him were standing at a distance. Also, women who had accompanied him from Galilee were there and saw these things. And look, there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, who was a good and righteous man. This man had not voted in support of their scheme and action. He was from Arimathea, a city of the Judeans, and was waiting for the kingdom of God. This man went in before Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it up in fine linen, and he laid it in a tomb carved in the rock, where no man had yet lain. Now it was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was about to begin. But the women who had come with him from Galilee followed along and took a look at the tomb and saw how his body was laid. And they went back to prepare spices and perfumed oils. But, of course, they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment.